Log Talk Radio.
People of the world, guess who is here? But we got to do a proper entrance. This side, guess it's been, a long time since I've talked with you guys and ladies out there in the world. So can we get a righteous entrance? Let's get a little contender going here. We're going to do season 5 in a few weeks, starting next Sunday. Wanted to give a little premiere, a little trailer of what's going to be happening over this year. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. Obviously, we're going to be talking about the Boston Bruins, who are in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I should upload their triumphant music when they score a goal. But it is now tied with Chicago Blackhawks. It's been a very brutal series. So far, as expected, it's like the road, for those that know wrestling, it's like the Road Warriors versus the Steiner brothers, or the Power of Doom, or something, the Powers of Pain, or something like that. So they split the series in Chicago, 1-1, coming back to Boston tomorrow. Prayfully, they can get 2-3. They can be up 3-1. You know, go back to Chicago. Chicago gets one. End it back in Boston. Should celebrate here, but, you know, it'd be more sweeter to celebrate in Chicago. You know, just for, I don't want to be spiteful, but yeah, to be, you know, spiteful. But anyway, it's a great series. Old school, original 16, definitely some good stuff. Looking forward to the rest of this series. So, people, what's been going on with you guys out there? What's been happening? How's your life? How's your health treating you? What else are we going to cover? We're definitely going to cover a couple of elections that have been taking place overseas in the continent, a couple of local elections. You know we're definitely going to be talking about entertainment. I understand the legendary, awesome actress Kim Kardashian has delivered a baby girl for herself and the relationship she has with Kanye West. But we're not going to talk about that nonsense. I'm more concerned about the lawsuit with the two interns who worked on Black Swan that were suing, saying, hey, look, we deserve to get paid just like everybody else on this project here. And if we're not getting paid, then something's wrong. So they actually went to court. The judge found in their favor. This is relative to internships, unpaid internships. So now we're going to see what kind of repercussions it's going to have through the industry of entertainment and other fields. So we're going to talk about those things, and I mentioned immigration. That's a big talk right now. I believe a decision is going to be coming down. Actually, no, I don't think a decision is going to be coming down from the court. It's the Gay Marriage Proposition 8 and Defense of Marriage Act that's before the court now. That's supposed to come down in the next couple of days. People are trying to get a feel of what's going to happen, the pro and the against or the affirmative or the negative, what their next move is going to be. So that should be interesting. I don't think we touched on that issue last year. I don't think it was really in the public light at that moment. I think the immigration movement was a big thing. So that we're definitely going to talk about. We are definitely going to talk about education. We just finished our last day of school a couple of days ago, finals. I saw my eighth graders graduate as seniors, and the first Law Academy and Tech Academy graduated also, so that was awesome. You know, I was very proud to see them. My goddaughter, Chris Lewis Wan, and, you know, the OGs like George Villanueva, and, you know, Elizabeth Juarez, Patty Barajas, the Advocate, you know, all of them. Natalie, oh my God. I mean, Maya, we can just go on and on and on. Karen Flores, it was good to see him. I believe Chad Gibson's going to be leaving soon for the Navy. I got to find out how he did on his test he had for law. But it was a great graduation. I definitely enjoyed seeing it, being there to see my students walk that walk. They are now part of the world's high school graduate society. Good stuff. Employment, we are definitely going to talk about. We're just going to talk about things. You know we're going to talk about stuff back in Congo. So let's just give you an idea of that. Let me just let you know that, hey, I want you guys to participate like you've always done. I've done the numbers for our show. It's very interesting what the top shows have been. I think two of them have been about Congo. Two of them have been about my aliens, in terms of were the aliens gods, were the gods aliens, or were the aliens not gods, they were just gods. And ironically, and very surprisingly, it was four of my shows. The elevation shows, where I talk about how people can move their life forward and things like that. Those are among my top 10. So I guess people out there really do want to figure out how to change their current circumstance, change their current situation, and definitely move forward in the things that they want to do. So I know we will definitely continue our elevation series. We're going to be doing a lot of interviews this year. That you can definitely believe. We're going to be talking with Ome Congo, my younger brother. We talked with him before on War of the Street. We're definitely going to be talking with Mwadi Bijimba Dibinga, my other sister. I haven't talked with her on the show yet, and that's an interview we've been trying to get together, so I think we'll be able to make that happen. I'm hoping to get Howard Simpson on the line. We've been talking back and forth about doing an interview for the longest time. We haven't had a chance to do that. I'm hoping to get Kevin Grievous from Underworld. His forthcoming movie, I, Frankenstein, with Aaron Eckhart, I believe, releases in 2014. You know Kevin from Underworld. He played Race. He's also the co-writer and co-creator of the series. He has a deep, he has a deep
voice.
And that's really how he talks. But, man, let me tell you, that guy is one of the coolest, nicest people you'll meet in the game in terms of Hollywood and things like that. So, you know, I'm hoping to get a few more interviews together. We have Comic-Con coming up this summer, so I may do some interviews from down there. Maybe with Mark Morales, a good friend of mine, who I remember when we first met when he was on Evil Ernie with Chaos Comics. Rest in peace, Steve, who was the inker at that time. So we're definitely going to be talking about that. But, you know, I definitely want to talk about what you guys want to talk about. But let's come back to that after our first. Let's take a little break here, a little commercial break here, because, again, we're not going to be on air that long this evening. We're probably going to be finished at about 7:30. It's about 22 minutes from now. So let me give a little shout-out to Tamika. I just finished talking a little while ago. Tamika Little, what's going on? Girl from ATL. I said I was going to give her a shout-out. She's been doing a lot. I understand she has had two auditions and things like that. She's an actress out here doing great things. Coming from Atlanta. A lot of things going on down in Atlanta. I definitely like to go down there, see what's happening. A lot of things are happening in Boston. I believe Denzel's there right now shooting the Equalizer movie, which is ironic. So, because, you know, the guy that played the Equalizer was an Anglo-British man. But, you know, whatever. You know, maybe the Equalizer could be like James Bond. 007 is not the person. It's actually a label. But let's give a shout-out, a little dedication here to Tamika. We'll give her a little, I think it's a Janelle Monáe. 57821.
Buried deep in the pit of his heart.
always liked that cut. You know, I believe it's from her album where she's talking about that, Janelle Monáe, she's talking about a world where an android and humans cannot be in a relationship and things like that. And her album's very interesting along those lines. It reminds me of, I believe she's doing a story over three different albums. And I think Outkast did it back in the day, but their albums were more like comic books and things like that. So, you know, I don't know. She's someone I definitely like to work with one day. We're actually doing a story called The Synthetic Project that it's going to be a graphic novel featuring Kanima Parkinson Jones and a great actress out here from Mozambique. A little science fiction, Blade Runner-ish type thing. Your thriller. We have Siaka Harding in there, a great actor from Sierra Leone. It's going to be a nice little project where it's together. We're going to do the graphic novel first, and we're interviewing for a director over the next 2 weeks. I have an idea who will probably do it, who will probably look at hiring, bringing on board, but you know, again, I think the mistake that I've made in the past is that not asking what a person's vision is. One thing I've learned myself is that if you give birth to the baby, you have to let it go. But, this, you know, so directing and producing is kind of like that. Yet, I've noticed I've never really said, what's your vision for this? How do you see this? You know, it's more like, okay, you want to direct this? Okay, fine, let's get down. But then it was like my girl, Kalia said, and you know, a lot of people have been pushing me to direct a lot of my own grooves, and maybe it's a fear from a long time ago when that didn't really work out, when things beyond my control kind of ruined my shoot as I'm actually seeing it like it happened 30 seconds ago. But anyways, so I'll definitely be doing more directing, but at the same time I can't direct everything. I just think it takes too much time, and I really just like producing and putting it all together. But then again, as Kalia said, if I write it, I already know how I want it to look, so I should just shoot it, right? So we shall take a look at how that transpires. But yes, that song was called 5-7-8-2-1. I just love the flow of it. It just has that mystical, it has a mystical 60s vibe to it and things like that. But let's continue on again. We don't have that much time. We only have like about 15 minutes left. And I'm much more want to do a little music today because I think, you know, on this Sunday, you guys had like a long day, a long things have happened, a long things has been taking place, and maybe just like to relax and chill out for a little while. So check it out. Let me give a little cut from back home from Paleo Pupa. The song is called Liberation. It's in Lingala, one of our language back home, but you know, just kick back, relax, chill out, and then after this we'll come back on the other side. We'll give you an idea more what we're going to cover this year, but also I want you guys to let me know what do you want to talk about, because I know a lot of you guys out there listening, because I have your number, so I'm going to start calling you guys at random and say, hey, we're going to talk to you live on air. What's on your mind today? What's happening? Because, you know, I really like hearing the people's conversation. I like to hear what you guys want to say. Because I'm sure there are things I'm not talking about that you want to talk about. And it's not just about me. It's about you guys. So let's get on here with a little bit of deliberation. Enjoy.
Bato bako bongwa na ma kasi mubuna maya kutikala bemu yomoto baka na ngato koka bwana te akapa sibise moko kanga motema lelo komyo kendo tika ngana nani yotiki bafota na motema na ngabu mwana narukiri waliwa ebona ngonga ye mama ude mabaya Papa déjà non ma kukula na maître, oui je lui abeya. Wa redine et foudi maman na latifa na aziz el nido ma kukula.
Ebele ya bambula, to vaninga na yo. Mokolo moko asma, yo bosa ni manso. Lo yenge ya moki, ezipi yo pomoye. Yo zo yo kate,
yo zo monate.
Amelia et Amata.
Tokina Salaki officier, mais la Tangitio. Juge ma paix à mon Kiyoko. Nazala confiance était comme Ayako. Connaissance de ma famille, Maiko Famiteo. Natikina Naye, Namolimé Salano.
tiki na nga e me boi mo isana mo makani te lobi na boya me mo te mi roku kate zonge la nga ata mutu mo 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 ko
na yebe ko fama koyo kama kele na ba no se na yebe ko fama koyo kama kele na ba no se
oh asmak la tatu mweta na bongo yo kene na boba nga butu bando kibangu te sentima na ngai la lisa nga bongi ya suka bando tua suka tondreza suka mwana suka li akande mi
oh ya yo
malobi mwana suka li akande mi
oh ya yo
avec la sara kashwela mbati la
mama
amona toka di mwote melula se yo Mon ami, qui a dit mon thème pour n'en doter. Le bon convaincé, ma
fille,
ma fille, le bon pote à moi, mon bail est à la paix. Freddy et da Silva, Sikera, Eric Ndala, Hugo, point, 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 man. Malobana, moi, il y a tiens, la vie vérité. Banana iba donga donga atami sili yefungi Nenge nini na wanga na zambe Kako pere nga minalia karanga pe misilite Megazi nenge nini na wanga na Yuda japo moli motema Lo baba pastola bibu kubandi Malali minama
Maître Lourwetu, Maître Ngozin Zabi Choma Baya
Le voir kala na ye asmake Le voir kala na iba pana la sifa Na komisina lise asma Na benga kayo chéri chouchoua motema Ata 42% Délibéré monina Ata nazana mama yelete Mena salata toujours est présent Yo baby sisi na ngaye Abe abe nga ninga Matinda tindiki nga Alfa alfa bolize Mase zongi tanga na kaona yo
Ya bolingo
Le voa kana na ye azmake Le voa kana na ipapa na zise lido Comme une finaliste à ma Ma belle en caillou chérie, chouchou à mon témoin A ta carane vous a Délibéré mon inano A ta nasana la qui tente Mais nasalaka toujours est présent Ninana loco la warzeline Abe abe nga nina Matinda tindiki nga ye Alfa favorite Adma kazongi sanga na mwote mwiyo
Zambi Madina jubunge
Mela mba ente na nadeka Epa iba kutu na mga inyote Lobyo mbe
I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Salah.
got a little deliberation there, people. A little cut there in the groove. We have about, 8 minutes left here on the PM side of dawn. So, look, let me give you a little few words before we get out of here. We already know what we're going to do next June. Next June, right? We're in June. Next Sunday, going to start season 5. I'm trying to figure out a way. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take all my previous shows, and I'm collecting them as DVDs. And, you know, all the shows are available for download and stuff like that, so you can do that. I think it's kind of a little easier, though, if you're in places. Cause I have a lot of listeners abroad where bandwidth is an issue, where it can take a long time to download things and like that. So what I'm going to definitely do is I'm put together, like, you know, the series collection DVD. So I'm going to put that together. Hopefully I have that done by my birthday, August 28th. I'll be the big 5-0 this year. Can you believe it? Man, I've come so far. My mom said I'm a survivor. Oh, before I forget, happy Father's Day to all you cats out there. Doing what you do and setting the good example and just being the best you can be. It's not easy, but you do it so well. So happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to my dad, Dr. Domingo Asai. He's back home. He's awesome, the best. I have so much love for him. I miss him a lot. He probably has no idea how much I miss him. But hopefully all you folks out there with your dads in your lives, you did something with him today. If he's not there in your life, you know, he's passed on, went back upstairs with God, then hopefully you've done something to honor his memory and things like that. And for all you new fathers out there, because I know there's a couple, you know, my brothers, Omekongo, Kamanapata. Oh, my God. Omekongo, Kamanapata, Simba, and Kabanga are all dads. So happy Father's Day to them, you know. So it's definitely cool. It's definitely a good thing. I mean, I have a lot of my godchildren out there, and, you know, I guess there are people I've actually served as a father for you too, which I've never realized until they've actually said it, which really touches and moves my spirit, because I've always wanted kids of my own. So, you know, I got some spoiled ones running around out there, like Fifth Lewis Juan, but she's going to be, you know, Chief Justice. We have Deja, you know, she's going to do some stuff out there, crazy one, dancer and all those kind of things she does. But, you know, hey, again, happy Father's Day to you guys out there. And I want to just close this off by saying, hey, thanks for listening in. Again, send me an email. I'll probably do a Facebook page or some kind of blog where I can post up episodes. And I know I'm definitely going to do, I'm not really utilizing all the resources available for my radio show. So I'm definitely going to be putting up some videos, you know, maybe some video podcasts or things like that, video uploads and things like that. So definitely to keep people engaged in what we do. Some people are visual, some people are not so visual. I'm actually both, so I can do both. And do what I want and have fun with what I want to do. All right, so let's close this out here in the next few minutes here. You know, let me give you guys some advice before we do this last cut here. I want you to sit back and I want you to look at your life and ask yourself if where you are right now as you're listening to me, if this is where you want to be. And if it is, great. Where's your next step that you're going? You know? Where's the next step that you're going? What do you want to do? If you're not where you want to be, why are you not where you want to be? What I've learned since our last show, because, you know, a lot of times I'm reflecting on myself also. It's not just about, oh, talk. I'm looking at the stuff that I want to do and what I haven't done. And one thing I've never liked is when I get the impression that somebody's pigeonholing me, where they feel there's only certain things I can do, there's only certain things that I'm good at, and they try to keep me there. It reminds me of T.D. Jakes' story. I think it's Elevation number 2, where I talk of where I play the audio clip from him on Oprah, where he talked about the speaker and what that scenario was, that he went to a function and there was no chair there, so he sat on the speaker. He was comfortable, he was fine, he was off his feet, but he recognized that the speaker wasn't designed to be a chair, even though it felt good like one. The speaker was designed to be a speaker, and that's applicable to a lot of people, that you're doing things that you're not designed for. You're doing things only because somebody else saw that you were good at it and they wanted you to do it. But you're not designed to do that. You're designed to do something else. And most people I feel, and I've seen this and experienced this with people in my own circle, is that a lot of times they're at a job or they're doing something in their lives only because somebody else said they were good at it. But when you talk to them in the cut on the one-on-one, they have no interest in what they're doing. They don't even like it. They have no. It doesn't spark no passion. It doesn't spark anything. They're just there. And so many people, when they get stuck in that rut, they get very comfortable. And before they realize it, before you realize it, you've kind of, half, most of your life has passed you by. and then you start meeting a younger version of yourself, and you're kind of resentful towards that younger version of yourself because they're a constant reminder of the dreams that you gave up on yourself. So my thing is to you guys, as I've done, and I'm doing this summer again, every time school comes around, you know, I'm looking forward to finishing school in reference to getting things together because I really like to do law school. Thinking about doing a political campaign in 2 years, but I was asked what law school I'd like to go to. I'd like to go to Harvard Law, only because my parents went to Harvard. So I grew up on the campus, so I'm just used to that campus. So. But, you know, I love what's going on there. And it's very interesting that if you speak out loud what you want to do, God or whatever your belief system is, those things will manifest in a certain way. I remember vividly when I decided that I wanted to get into law. I'll share that in our next Elevation show. Yet conversely, with the Law Academy, I've been exposed to so many people, judges, federal judges, civil judges, criminal judges, lawyers, U.S. attorneys, federal judges. It's been amazing. The thing that just opened, and the big mistake that I would do is what a lot of people do is to not use that in a positive way to really move myself forward and to help other people move forward. So my words to you guys, and as we sign off here, a little cut here, let's slow it down a little bit, is I want you guys to go out there, do what's best for you, but think about how it can help other people. Like, really think about that. Really think about that. And sit back and say, what is it I want to do in my life that my heart is telling me? Because as Steve Jobs says, don't listen to your mind, listen to your heart, because it already knows what you want to do. On that note, people, talk to you later. Let's slow it out, a little slow cut here. And on that note, y'all take care. Side your head to the binga. I am gone. We won't call it a slow cut. Nah, not really. I call it a slow cut. All right, peace out.
Our hero, claims a warrior's heart. I tell you, the dragonborn comes with a voice wielding power of the ancient monarch. Believe, the dragonborn comes. It's an end to the evil of Oscar's foe. Beware, beware, the dragonborn comes. For the darkness has passed and the legend yet grows. You'll know the dragonborn comes.
To the Binga, live and direct from LA. I am gone. Peace out. Much love.